My son didn't really start talking until the day he turned 3. He went from being mute to not being able to shut up. While he has become quite the chatty Cathy, he isn't very clear with some of his consonants. His S sounds like a D, and his R a W, and for the most part, I can make out what he's saying with a little patience. He also gets his needle stuck if he wants things a certain way, and he will repeat things 100 times in hopes of getting his point across. I don't want to go, Mom. I nixed the idea and went to put him in the car seat. That's when the fun began. No, Mama, I want my big dick. Obviously, I knew what he meant, but he screamed this at the top of his lungs as I was trying to buckle him in. So we were quite the spectacle with the park crowd. I started to get the giggles so bad that I almost couldn't latch his belt. I looked over my shoulder, hoping that nobody else had heard. And I made eye contact with a woman who gave me an evil glare. She was covering her 3-year-old's ears and shaking her head in disapproval. First of all, I wanted to tell this chick to get laid or get bent for not having a better sense of humor. Who were we really disturbing? So, her little girl heard the word dick. I doubt she knows what that is, and if she does, then her mom shouldn't be judging me. I thought about walking up to her and getting in her grill with a "Who do you think you are giving me the look of death?" speech. Then I thought of Don Miguel Ruiz. Don't take it personally. If I yelled at this lady at the park, it probably wouldn't be a shining example of behavior for my son to emulate. Don't take it personally. Maybe this woman hadn't seen a big dick in a long time and she was feeling bitter. Maybe her dog just died. Or maybe she's just a primo North Shore bitch.
Afterward. I imagine that there are more than a few readers who are upset by this ending, thinking it somehow incomplete. This wasn't the intent. In my experience, the best bedtime stories are the ones you can finish in your dreams. What happens next will be different for each reader. You're more than welcome to share your version with the world, and maybe someday I'll tell you mine.